Good morning and welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. If you're a visitor, we're especially glad that you're worshiping with us this morning. I have a few announcements I'd like to highlight. Tonight at 5 p.m. will be PJs and Pancakes with St. Nick. It's going to be a lot of fun and you don't want to miss it. We want to thank you for the pledge cards, that have been turned in and ask that if you have not turned them in, please do so as soon as possible. This Tuesday at 11:30 instead of noon will be Teenagers. The Central High School Jazz Band will be playing Songs of the Season. Again, it's this Tuesday, but at 11:30 instead of at noon. Poinsettia orders are due by December the 12th. If you'd like to honor or do a plant in memory of someone, again, December the 12th. Christmas Eve services will be at 4, 7, and 11. And there will be one service on Christmas Day at 10 a.m. This morning until 10:30, if you want to take a look inside the new bus, it will be out front of the doors near the office entrance to the church. Please join me in passing the peace of Christ. Please stand and join in the call to worship, which is printed in your bulletin. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God.
We have waited for him that he might save us.
This is the Lord who we have waited for him.
Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation."
Let us sing our hymn of praise, number 202, "People Look East."
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government of peace there will be no end upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, the Prince of Peace, who taught us he brings a peace not as the world can give, but only as he can offer. As we live our lives, may we extend daily the peace of Christ, which passeth all understanding. Please join us in the congregational prayer response. May your Holy Spirit visit your people with great hope and peace upon each heart. We give you thanks and praise for Jesus Christ, the author of our salvation and the deliverer of peace to all. In his holy name, amen.
Please stand as we say together the affirmation of faith. There is one God and one mediator, Christ Jesus, who came as a ransom for all to whom we testify.
This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel.
The children come forward for children's moments.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, but the Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
Good morning. I wanted to talk to you all about waiting. Can you tell me something that you've had to wait for? What are some things you've had to like? You had to wait for school, okay, to start?
My dance recital.
You had to wait to compete in your dance recital? Maybe like waiting to receive a gift or you're waiting for your birthday, Christmas presents, that's right. Well, and the Christmas tree to go up and to decorate everything, that's right. Maybe you've been waiting for this awesome thing to come out that your mom and dad can get you. Well, I think of the time that we're in. Do you know what the season of the church year we're in? Anybody tell me? Starts with an A. Advent. We're in the church season of Advent, and Advent is a time of waiting. We're waiting for Jesus to be born. We're waiting for Christmas Day. And as we wait, do we just go about our normal lives, or do we have to maybe prepare our hearts for that? Isn't Christmas Day a special day? When Jesus is born, and shouldn't it get our attention? What are some things that you might do to prepare for Jesus being born?
Gather blankets.
We have the Christmas blanket drive going on to give to those that are cold. That's an excellent way. Some others. What's that?
Food.
Gather food. Prepare food, a feast. Anything else? Maybe we could prepare for Jesus to come into the world by reading the story of how Jesus came into the world, praying for people that are going through a tough time and need that Christmas joy. So Advent is this great time where we get to really pursue love, pursue joy and hope and peace and all these great things that make the Christmas season so wonderful. Why don't we pray together? Holy God, we thank you so much for the gift of waiting, of having patience for you to come. We cherish the love we have with one another and pray that we would prepare our hearts to receive your Son again. Amen.
As we go to God in prayer, I ask that we remember those that are listed on the back of our bulletin. Let us pray. God of peace, we come seeking your face this morning. Prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of your Son into the world once again. The season of Advent allows us time to reflect on how important it is that you are with us in each moment, joyful or painful, seeking to bring us peace and joy. Fill our hearts with gratitude and help us to pause and enjoy in this holy season of waiting and anticipation. You lead us to examine the state of our world where there is suffering and darkness, so very similar to how it was before Christ was born. But that hope in Christ gives us so much strength, supplied by your grace to help eradicate those that are pained by their circumstances. May we choose to follow you and accept a more disciplined way of living that leads to loving all you have created. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Stone Soup will be on Christmas Day this month. Please consider serving our homeless brothers and sisters on that day and think of the blessing that you will experience to serve on the day that Christ is born. Let us pray. Lord, we give thanks. Give our hearts, our hands, our feet, our lives to serve you and those you adore. May we not hold back, but plunge deep into your gratitude and a way of generosity that makes this season so special. Amen. Let us sing our hymn of meditation, number 230, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
So wonderful to celebrate with you in this great season of Advent. As we turn to the scripture that we'll be reading this morning, coming from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Hear these words, perhaps very familiar to you. Perhaps you've never heard them before. But may they fall and rest upon our hearts and minds in a fresh and new way. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I had a dream about a couple of weeks ago, and it was so very real. In the dream, I am traveling along with this bear, and we are the best of buddies. And all of a sudden, the bear runs forward past me. As I'm running after to catch up to the bear and finally get up to him, the bear turns into a wolf and lunges at me to bite me. And as that happens, I jump. I jump in the bed. I jump into Jana, waking her up. It was so real. So maybe now I should be weary of wolves, right? Those dreams we have can be so vivid, so very true for how we experience them. In fact, I might ask you all this morning if you remember the dream you had last night. And you might say, "I didn't dream," or "I don't remember it." Most of us would say that. But if I asked you to look back over your life at a dream that you remember, you could come up with one. One that was so true and vivid and real. Maybe it was strange or unique, but it made an impact and you still remember it to this day. That's the type of dream that Joseph must have had. A dream so real, and not only caused him to change his mind entirely, but fueled him with inspiration and passion to ensure that this fulfillment of what God wants to be done is indeed done. As we examine the scripture closely, and really, this is the key scripture that tells us who Joseph is. Otherwise, there's just not much else to share about him. But we know that Joseph is in the line of David. We know that Joseph is a righteous man. And we know that Joseph has respect and love for Mary, because we see that he wants her to be treated well and not ridiculed or shamed for the obvious thing that's going to be revealing over the next few months. We know he's a faithful man because he must have this deep connection to God in order to be convinced by this angel of the Lord to do such a thing as believe that your son you're going to raise is the Son of God. I love this season of Advent. And one of the reasons I love it so much is how contradictory it is to how we usually go about this season. Advent calls us to wait, to anticipate, to become excited, to search deep within ourselves. Whereas our culture says, go, 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 until you fall down. Buy all the gifts, make all the arrangements, ensure all the details are taken care of as quickly and cheaply as you can. Christ wants us to prepare our hearts for Him. We usually are preparing for the event of Christmas Day. As we search deep in our hearts, are we doing that to share joy with just the gift-giving and the good tidings? Are we also pursuing a deeper meaning of what it ultimately means when Christ comes into the midst of our world, a world that so often seems like it's constant night? You know what I mean when I say constant night? Nighttime, we have this tendency of thinking about as very mysterious. Mischievous things happen. Pain comes. Worry and fear. Have you ever been up all night with a heartache? Couldn't sleep. Have you ever just been going through a night unable to sleep? Isn't it a torturous minute by minute by minute? And so many people in our world experience that every day, 24 hours a day. In fact, the characters within these stories of the scriptures tell us of people that are judged and are in harm's way. We can key in to Mary, a woman having a child out of wedlock. You have a choice with whether you're going to shame or guilt those women, or if you're going to love, cherish, and care for them. We have a choice if we want to pray and love and seek care for the refugees in our world who go without food and the threat of violence, as Joseph and Mary were, in fact, refugees escaping the wrath of Herod. Or a father in a tough spot trying to figure out what the right thing is to do. These different people are around us. going through their constant night. It should remind us that preparing our hearts is that much more important. Not only for the sake of us growing in the depths of love that God can give us in this season, but God opening the doors for us to see the people around us in need and respond to that need. In this season of Advent, one of my devotionals I'm reading is with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And various writings of the Advent season he did while he was in prison in Nazi Germany. Imagine being in that type of a situation, waiting and preparing. Is that much more difficult? Because the reality may be there is no escape. But what Dietrich Bonhoeffer talks about is that situation fueled him to respond to God, to experience love in miraculous ways that only God's love can operate when you're at the bottom of the well. Everything is dry. What will you do differently this Advent season? How will you prepare your hearts for the Christ child coming into the world again? Yes, all the shopping of the year usually takes place in this long month. And all the giving, a lot of the giving takes place in this month than throughout the year. But how are you going to share your giving in a way that connects with someone else in a real one-on-one relationship? How is Christ going to use you to change the relationships around you as you go through this Advent season? Is it going to be a stress fest? Or can you find those moments where you can gather with your friends and your family, maybe even strangers, those that are alone, and experience together the love of this season? I can't answer that for you. You have to search within your own heart with how you respond to this grace that God has given you. But when Joseph was offered this great message, he took hold and trusted. We all must trust that God is guiding us to do things that require great love, that can change lives. I hope that this season you will choose to wait, to prepare, to anticipate, to experience the fullness of God's hope, peace, love, and joy, and to share it with neighbors and strangers. For you will be blessed. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us be standing as we sing our closing hymn. It came upon the midnight clear, found on page 218. Let's be standing as we sing this song. If there are those who'd like to come forward for a time of prayer, to reaffirm your faith or join the life of our church, we welcome you forward at this time. What a joy it is as we journey together through this great season. And may you take the love that Almighty God gives you each and every day and share that, because it is such an incredible gift. It would be sad for it to go to waste. So let us share in abundance with all that we meet in our coming week. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.